Welcome and welcome back to Love and Friendship with Omotolalu Adarasimi. I trust you're having a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm still your humble host and my name is Omotolalu Adarasimi. The two previous episodes on one-sided love and getting friend-zoned have been quite insightful experiences with our guest, of course, being extremely honest and brave to share those experiences. You know it takes a lot of bravery for someone to be faithful, loyal, and honest to share matters of the heart. So yeah, they all deserve laureates. Also, the idea of introducing a WhatsApp group as a subsidiary platform to love and friendship has been an interesting journey these past few days, as youthful and useful experiences have been coming in and are being shared. You don't want to be left out. Save yourself a spot before it's too late. Whatever happens in the journey of love and friendship, one person has to be appreciated, and that is God. I personally appreciate those who have been involved in this journey with me, either as a member or as a guest, both in the group chats and on air with me. And to my right-hand man, the brain box, Ayodeji, thank you so much, my brother. On today's episode, we're heading straight to the junction of love at first sight. Myself and I have been personally dealt with in the journey of love and friendship. But since I'm still breathing, and I spoke about bravery earlier, courageously today, I will be sharing a little personal experience of me in the face of love at first sight. On this episode, I may get a little emotional, perhaps mushy. So yeah, I'm gonna keep my voice down. Again, today focuses on love at first sight. We set to commence the journey to the love island in 2 minutes. So go grab a mug of coffee, softly relax your spines, and enjoy the spree. Love at first sight, as common as this phrase is, some still don't believe it exists in reality, except in Disney movies. If at all there are no famous examples of those who fell in love at first sight, we all know of Prince Harry. Prince Harry said he experienced love at first sight when he met Meghan Markle. He said he knew she was the one the first time they met, and you can obviously see how in love these two are. Let me ask you, what comes to your mind when you hear love at first sight? I will give you a very simple definition. Remember, I have experienced this, and I'm going to share with you my experience today. Love at first sight is to fall in love with someone after seeing them for the very first time, and possibly you might have never spoken to them ever before. You might be wondering, how is it possible to fall in love at the very first time of meeting? Well, I wondered too. In short, I needed to know the cause of love at first sight, so I began to make a research about it. So, in a press release, Dr. Helen Fisher, a scientific advisor and a biological anthropologist, said that romantic love runs along certain electrical and chemical pathways through the brain, which can be triggered instantly. In case you didn't get that very well, I might explain. Romantic love runs through the brain, okay? And this explains why it can easily be triggered. Now, the fact that romantic love runs along certain chemical and electrical pathways makes it easy for the romantic love to be triggered instantly at any time. You can imagine the romantic love cells enjoying the luxury of the same power electrical current carries and same efficiency chemicals possess. This readily explains how love is triggered at first sight. Men are more liable to experience love at first sight than women because research showed that men fall in love much faster than women do. I know you might want to disagree as a lady, but the truth is, men often love faster and stronger, but women love deeper and steadily. According to Dr. Helen Fisher, statistics show that men experience love at first sight more often than women because men are more visual. Now, this brings me to my experience on love at first sight. It has been about 8 years now. I was registering as a new secondary school student of Federal Science and Technical College, Yaba Lagos precisely. If you ever attended FSTC, you sure would be able to relate to the crazy registration process we go through. Having done the departmental registration, done the clinical registration, done the general school registration, I was supposed to carry out some medical tests, which is a compulsory thingy for every boarder. As long as you'll be staying in the hostel, you just have to do it. So these medical tests were to be done at the military hospital that shares a walkway with the school's first gate. So I took my documents, went straight to the radioactive department of the military hospital to do some sort of test, to do the hearing test, the chest examination and scanning, eye test, and all that, you know. Before now, I had done my feces and urine tests. So immediately after I finished up with my eye test and came out of the department, I was just standing at the entrance, stealing a glance at every corner of the white garden and catching experiences of how military men live. At the point where I was about to snap out of my fantasy, you know, I was thinking, so I was about to snap out of my fancy thoughts, let me put it that way. The next thing my eyes went straight on was a girl. Damn. She was of a medium height, fair in complexion, graced both front and back. She was hairy, and she had a long hair. She had a dimple. Her eyes were very catchy, and she had some gap teeth. And I love people with gap teeth. She wasn't on makeup, but she looked so pretty. She looked so matured with all pulchritude. I remember staring at her until she became uncomfortable about me staring at her, that she had to speed up her walking steps towards me. The more she walked closer to me, the heavier sudor streamed down my brow. Then she came closer, walked right beside me, and entered into the same department I came out from and was standing in front of. She ignored my existence, but all that mattered to me was how I could see her again and perhaps get her name and move on. I could hear the sound of my saliva finding its way down my esophagus. If you observe closely, you will find out that men are often driven by what they see. Maybe that was my case too. I was driven by what I saw. Cause come to think of it, I knew nothing at all about her, not even her name, but yet, I just suddenly fell in love with her. How is that even possible? So this confirms the fact that men are driven by what they see. How do you know it's love at first sight? The moment I saw this girl, her looks and the way she spoke made me feel butterflies in my stomach. According to Richard Smith, our feelings can impact our digestive system. It is very common to feel butterflies or other physical sensations because there is a strong gut-brain connection. Harvard Health reported that since your stomach and brain work closely together, feelings of hunger, feelings of sadness, happiness, and even feelings of anxiety can trigger all physical symptoms in your gut. So the queasy feeling of butterflies in your stomach when you meet with someone you are into could be as a result of the elation and anxiety you feel. The body has a unique way of reacting to events. In this case, when you see or meet someone for the first time and you immediately feel butterflies in your stomach, that is a sign you are attached to them instantly. Possibly because of how they look, or possibly because of how they talk, or even how they carry themselves. The second thing you should note is the natural connection you feel with the person. This lady, in my own case, looked so familiar. It felt like I had met her before. I felt a sense of familiarity, a sight at her from afar, and I readily felt attached to her. So when it is love at first sight, it is very common to feel like you've met the person before. Nothing feels forced. Everything seemed natural. The instant connection happens even before you start talking with each other. And when you start a conversation with them, you realize that the person is so natural to talk to, you know. Although my case was different, we will get to that part of the story, not to worry. Another thing you will notice is that he often wants to see their face and be close to them. When the girl walked into the department, I felt the instant urge and need to see her again and again. I wanted to be close to her and observe her more. So I went back in. I sat down, like I have another appointment with the nurses. I stared even more at her, and I ensured that our very first eye contact was established. A 2018 study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior found out that when you are attracted to someone, you are going to look at them as much as possible. Yeah, maintaining eye contact is also a great flirting technique. But that wasn't my intention. I just felt the passion and urge to keep stealing glances and making eye contact. So when it is love at first sight, you feel an overwhelming urge to constantly look at her or look at him. You feel the urge to constantly look into their eyes or look in their direction. And when your eyes lock in the course of stealing glances, you find yourself blushing and feeling excited. When love happens, we tend to do things we never thought we could do. The moment you fall in love for the first time, you try everything to be near that person. You feel contented with being around them. Even though this lady and I hadn't spoken yet, I felt relieved and contented with just being around her. Next up, you will notice the uncontrollable urge to know everything about them. As for me, when I went in to sit at the reception again, still wondering how I readily felt connected to someone that was that pretty and real, what kept running through my mind was how I could get to know her, know her family, know her likes and passion. I looked around to see if she came with any of her siblings. I was just curious to know everything about her. And if at all, that was never gonna happen. At least, I thought to myself that I should get to know her name, then, you know, afterwards consult Facebook to read me a biography. I didn't even bother to know her surname. I was ready to go through the stress of checking every profile that has her first name. I was extremely curious to know everything, every single thing about her. When it's love at first sight, you find yourself wanting to know everything about the person. Being really attracted and attached to someone doesn't always mean you are going to be a good match or even end up together. Rather, getting to know the person is the only way to see if you are compatible and gonna be together. Genuine curiosity leads to asking more questions, you know, which will lead to intimate conversation. Studies show that having a curiosity to know more about someone is a really, really good sign that you want more of a connection with them. If you are less curious about knowing someone, then you are more likely to keep it to a small conversation. We are still on how to know if it is love at first sight. You see, when it is love at first sight, you feel attracted to everything about the person. The way the person walks, the way the person talks, the way the person smiles, the way the person eats. In fact, the way the person yawns and exclaims, the way the person sits, like her sitting position, you know, all of these are 100% appealing to you. Even if others see fault in them, you wouldn't. Because you're so in love, like you're engrossed. And this makes you feel an instant bond with the person. in my own case, I was okay with everything about her. I felt she was the one perfectly created by God. I saw no fault in her. I saw no mistake at all. Margos Kasuto, a relationship expert and matchmaker, once said that love is both forgiving and blind. And it's true. Overlooking someone's faults or even being engaged with something that would otherwise send us in the opposite direction is a good indication that it is love at first sight. The fact that I saw nothing wrong with her, even though the nature of human constitutes imperfection, shows that I was really, really in love. And it depicts how much in love I felt at our first meeting. Let me end the signs of love at first sight by saying this. When it is love at first sight, you become jealous. I really want to end this because it is bringing back old memories, you know, memories of then. And if I should burst into tears, you might not be able to save me. like I said, the final sign is when it is love at first sight, you become jealous. Because in your mind, you had already concluded that this person is your soon-to-be lover. So when you see them open up to other people, mostly of the opposite sex, you become jealous. When you see them being entertained by other people, you feel jealous because you think your crush should only speak to you and no one else. In my own case, this girl was really, really free with other new students. She joked around with them, but she didn't even give me a wink. Not even a wink, just a wink at me. That never happened. So I felt jealous, like I already proposed to her. The only conversation we had was when she had to borrow my pen. So I thought I should take the advantage to start a proper conversation with her, but again, I felt like that would be lame, as she might not honor the gesture, you know. I felt she could think I'm only taking advantage of her borrowing my pen to speak with her. So I thought to myself, let us look for a perfect time to do this. All this were as a result of love at first sight. Why the feeling of jealousy cannot be justified? You will tend to feel hurt all the way because you feel like you have found love. So it is very normal to feel jealous when you experience love at first sight. After the registration that day, I still wasn't able to say a common hi. Raye, love at first sight became a crush on me. I remember how I would daydream and fantasize about her. Wait, don't even go there. Nothing erotic, okay? I didn't fantasize erotically. I just wanted to know her and get along with her. Okay, have you ever experienced difficulty professing love to that person that drove your vision to distraction? Whom at first sight something called feelings packed. Have you? Well, I experienced this shit. If you ever experienced love at first sight, did you ever wish that love at first sight could be an equal share on both the guy and the lady? Like, you not having to memorize words to grab the attention of that person? Loving someone that doesn't return the same feeling is very painful. Yes, this drives us back to our discussion on one-sided love in the two previous episodes. You know, the hurt and the painful feelings are inevitable when the person you love doesn't feel the same way about you. Even with love at first sight, you're expected to receive a mutual feeling from the person that caught your eye and attention. In my own case, the feeling was obviously not mutual. She didn't give back as expected. I know right now you want to know the signs of your mutual feelings. but I got you. Okay, so still using my experience, I will tell you how to find out if the feeling is mutual or not. So we resumed school after the word drama, after the registration and all that, resumed. We couldn't see for a whole term. So I felt maybe she didn't push through with the admission into the school anymore. And when I say we couldn't see, don't be surprised. That's because my school was that big. We had a lot of departments, you know. We had science departments separate from technical departments. Just like the name depicts, Federal Science and Technical College. So my school can be compared to colleges of education in Nigeria. My school was that grounded. Shout out to FSTC. So second term came. Then I was fortunate to see her one of the weekends. I still couldn't walk up to her. Now it had become a crush. I was madly crushing on her. This kind of crush is the type that gives you headache. So yeah, this type of crush was the type that gave me headache whenever I saw her or whenever our eyes connected. Whenever I saw her, I developed a sudden heartache. My heart would start banging and beating really, really fast. All of these, I still couldn't walk up to her. In short, if anything, so just to draw me farther away from her. This went on and on till we finished a whole session. Second year began as it was called SS2 for science students. This time I had prepared my mind that, yeah, I would walk up to her, I would talk to her and get her off my chest. It was really, really love at first sight, but I had no courage to walk up to her the very first time we met and up to that moment. I have been really, really dealt with. When it was time for prep after dinner, if you ever attended a boarding school, you'd be able to relate to this. Before prep, we would parole for about 20 minutes before it's finally time for prep. Parole in boarding school means hanging out at night, strolling around the school compound with friends. Most especially, if you have a girlfriend, paroling is very essential to your relationship. I remember I would tell my best friends then, Michael, Henry, and Kizito. Shout out to you guys. I would tell them and be like, guys, tonight, during parole, I will talk to her. And again, I remember every time we stepped outside our hostel to go parole, and the girl walks by our hostel, I would run back into the hostel with my head banging and my heart aching, racing, like, what? I would have stomach upset and all that. I have a question for you guys. Do you all think I was running mad all because I couldn't stand her? Maybe not. So same shit went on. And days kept on riding on days. Months went by. And again, a whole session ran out. Now it was our last session. Our third year. That was SS3. And I felt I was losing it if nothing happens between us before graduating. I made it a compulsion to say something in our first term, third year. My friend Kizito had a girlfriend who was a friend to this girl I was crushing on. So one of those prep nights, we planned to make a move the next day during parole. Since Kizito's girlfriend was a friend to my crush, we felt things would go more lenient and easier for me. Before we continue with my story, to tell you the first sign of a mutual relationship, both parties in the relationship helplessly have a sweet conversation. They have topics to discuss in a limited time. There is always an interesting gist, you know, that is so entertaining and hilarious. You see them laughing while talking helplessly. But when the feeling is not mutual, there is a little talk. There is a little gist. In fact, the conversation is usually dry and uncomfortable. This is where you hear conversation turns to an interview. You hear conversation like, the guy goes like, "How are you?" Then the lady goes like, "I'm fine." Like, "Have you eaten?" "Yes." Again, the guy goes like, "How was your day?" The lady goes like, "Fine." Yeah. That is not a conversation. That's so laconic and lackadaisical. So, and it denotes that the relationship is not mutual. So back to my story. This particular girl was indeed the catch of every eye back in school. When she walks, you see guys with crazy intentions start placing a bet over her prodigious behind and her two seductive mangoes on her chest. Whenever guys did that, I would stay in the background and wish they were never conceived. Yes, I would wish they were never conceived because they only made things worse for me. Probably if there were no beds and too many attentions on her, just maybe I would have had my way peacefully. It was the next day we were supposed to carry out the mission of speaking to her. I explored every option in search of a beautiful line for an approach. Then I remember this common one. "Hello, you look familiar. Have we met?" Don't even deny it, because I'm so freaking sure you've once used it too, and you still do. Anyways, I plastered the blocks of my courage laid on a yes or no response. So I walked up to her alongside my one-time friend, Kizito. Let me wipe my tears, as my lids are literally dripping already. I can still feel the faithful days dashing notes like it was yesterday. The plan was that, since Kizito's girlfriend and my crush were best friends, and they worked together, of course, so Kizito was supposed to walk up to his girlfriend and excuse her from my own crush to make my crush be alone for me to make my move. So Kizito and I went up to the both of them, and Kizito was like, "Hi, my name is Kizito." He introduced himself to my crush while holding hands with his girlfriend. Since Kizito owned a yard of bush on his face and a white virgin mustache with a flexing biceps, he was really, really courageous when it came to hitting on ladies back then. We had no choice than to just allow him make the intro to create a scene that would force my lips open and, you know, push me to say something. Well, I did say something. I started with, "Hi, my name is OJ. You look familiar. Have we met?" Then she turned to look at me properly. This time I knew it was either something was going to be established or something that hasn't even started was going to die off totally. Let's leave it there for now. So let me tell you the second sign of when a feeling is mutual. You see, when the feeling is mutual, you guys smile more than normal. Even when the person does something you don't like, you just smile it off and be like, "It's fine," just so the person doesn't leave yet. I realized what I felt wasn't mutual. She didn't feel the same way, because even as I tried to put on a cute face and a weird smile, not because I was a weirdo, but because I just couldn't control my feelings. So even at that, she didn't retaliate with a smile. She had her face high up, and you know, an expression that reads, "Yo, what are you saying? Are you done?" So it's pretty much it. Another sign that a feeling is mutual is that nobody would be willing to leave. This is the time when you both start bringing old topics just to prolong your company with one another. Sometimes it is strange, but it is a power of love at first sight. All this would have happened in my case the first day I met her, but I had no courage. And when we finally met, the feeling wasn't mutual, as she was just ready to go for her prep class. She wasn't interested. I was just the only one who wanted us to talk more. But seeing my friend Kizito gist with his girlfriend was a morale. But morale alone wasn't just enough. I needed more than just morale. I needed courage too. So I introduced myself as Ojeye, which is an abbreviation of my names. But my friend Kizito, that name Kizito obviously rings a bell that he is an Igbo guy. My crush thought I was Igbo too. So she felt two Igbo guys walked up to two Yoruba girls. Well, I allowed her to enjoy what she thought it was. Then she started speaking a traditional language with her friend who was Kizito's girlfriend. She was like telling her friend in Yoruba that they should start leaving for prep. I heard, but I kept mute. I'm coming back to the story. You see, when it is a mutual feeling, you make it a must to call and text each other always after you must have exchanged contacts. Even when there is absolutely nothing to talk about, you still find yourself calling just to hear the person's voice and to feel elated. And in this world of social media, chatting becomes a priority for you both. Back to my story. Maybe I was a shy guy who needed help. I made a silent request in my imaginations if she could come up to me, or better still, make the process of conversation with her less awkward by being interested and responsive. You know, she should be somewhat interactive to an extent. But instead, it was more of an interview. Like I said, she felt I and my friend Kizito were Igbo guys, so she used that as a leverage to insult us. All what she told her friend in Yoruba language, I heard and understood. But my friend that was a chronic Igbo boy neither paid attention to the conniving conversation nor understood what the both were saying in Yoruba language. So, within me, I was boiling in anger, but the fact that I felt something deep for her, I just let a smile dominate my face to cover my anger. Then the last humiliation and insult that got me really, really pissed off and made me tell Kizito to let us go for prep and call it quits on the conversation was... I'll keep this part for the WhatsApp group discussion tonight. Join our WhatsApp group, Love and Friendship Commune, to listen to the full gist and how we ended up. So, our WhatsApp group chat discusses youthful experiences, and over the week we've had quite a number of experiences shared. So come on tonight, let's have you. Come and hear the full gist. So, are you still asking if truly there is love at first sight? Let me tell you, love at first sight exists. Although love does need time to develop, but that doesn't mean you can't have an initial connection with someone that then gradually leads to stronger and, you know, deeper love. If you believe in love at first sight, please keep believing. Don't let anyone or even science sway you out into believing that it exists. Having shared my experience to an extent, my one question about love at first sight is, say for instance, a guy experiences love at first sight and the lady readily feels the same thing, which makes the feeling a mutual one, okay? Shouldn't there be a possibility of any of the party making an approach? Does it have to be the guy doing this too? Remember, this isn't a proposal or a short shooting thingy. This is just an approach. And yeah, why is the phrase ladies first not included in mutual feelings? You know, when you want to get the door, the car door, or wherever, you'd be like, the guy is expected to say something like, ladies first, that is, you coming first, I coming after you. Okay, why isn't that also applicable to mutual feelings too? Shouldn't there be a fair share of approach, like any of the two parties approaching one another? Is that kind of stuff not possible? My case was love at first sight, but I had no courage to face the reality of approaching her, and she wasn't ready to make any advances, even though she recognized me. Don't get me wrong, this isn't short shooting, this is a harmless gesture of approach. So, personally, I think if love at first sight, regardless of who feels it first, is respected and acted upon maturely, loving would go a pretty long way. And to partly answer my question of why isn't there a fair share of approach, I would say, speaking of love at first sight, ladies feel their pride is somewhat subdued or taken for granted if they make the first approach. But I really want to clear the air that an approach from a lady during the experience of love at first sight is different from a lady shooting a shot or asking a guy out on a date. There's a difference. Okay, having heard a part of my story, let's take a break to hear a poem. So right now, breathing, feel the moment, hear the sound, and enjoy the reading. Just like yesterday, love overwhelmed me. Take a look at me now. Right before me, my conscience stood against me. My heart warned me, "Boy, be patient." Eloquently, I responded, like I could see my heart in person. I pointed at it, then I said, "Yo, I got this." Take another look at me now. My mind warned me, "Brother, patience is a virtue. Exercise some." Again, with my upper lip touching my nose, I bluntly said, "Yo, I'm a grown up. I'll handle this. I'll handle this my way." Take a closer look at me now. My soul warned me, "Young man, relax. Be calm. When something is yours, it's definitely yours." Proudly I said, "Yo, I know what's mine as much as I know what I want." Please take a good look at me now. All of this disrespect to my heart, all of this disobedience to my soul, all of this discourtesy to my mind, all of this urge and impatience for love, all of this for someone who never moved a finger for my sake. Just take a closer look at me now. See how sick and lame I've become for love. Memories bring back feelings. I'm done for today. Let us put off this ambience of emotions already. Please feel free to join and share your ideas during the group discussion tonight at 7 p.m. Nigerian time on our WhatsApp group chat. Let us know if you believe in love at first sight. You can follow us on Instagram at @omotola_oluwaderasimi and on Twitter at @omotoladerasimi. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you and we hope to land you safely at the Love Island. Peace.